Today's daf is daf Nun Dalad, and we're holding right on top of the daf, Tanya Kavasi Derava, in the seventh perek, Sanhedrin, perek Arba Mitot. But I'd like you, before we begin, to open up your Chumash Vayikra, because we're going to be analyzing a lot of the differences between the parsha in Achrimot and the parsha in Kiddushim, which on the surface appear to be very repetitious of a list of all of the arayot. However, in fact, the entire organization of the two parashas is completely different, which is not for now, and also the focus is completely different. Achrimot is the list of the Isurin, or Azarot, as the Gemara puts it, and Kedoshim is the list of Onashim. Now, what we saw yesterday was that Rava had explained Rabbi Yehuda Shita in a way that was consistent with Abaya's approach to Rabbi Yehuda. And I want you to take a look again. Let's just review those last four lines. You'll recall that according to Rabbi Yehuda, as he appears in our Mishnah, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, as he appears in the Braita, somehow or another, there is no way that you could be chayev both for Esha Ta'av and for Imcha. So the way that the Braita put it was completely differently. The Braita put it that if there was a problem in the Kiddushin, then you won't be chayev for both of them, which we came to understand was Rabbi Yehuda speaking the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, and that Kiddushin is a Taifas B'chayev Lavin. That has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was saying straight out that no matter what you hold, even in a case where Kiddushin is Chal, 100%, there's still no separate Isurim at the same time of Esha Ta'av and Imcha. Now, Abaya had said that the reason for this was because the Pasuk Imcha Hi, which was completely unnecessary in the Azara in Achrimot, was stressing you're only going to be Chayav for Imcha. The Gemara was docha that originally. Why? Because by the same token, if you're going to use Imcha Hi to be memayit the chiyav of the Ervat Avicha, which is Eshet Avicha, then Ervat Avicha Hi in the Isra of Eshet Avicha should also be memayit Imcha. So you can't have a chiyav from either side, it would mean. That if it's both an Aim and an Eshet Av, there can't be a chiyav of Eshet Av because it says Imcha Hi, but there can't be a chiyav of Imcha because it says Ervat Avicha Hi. So that obviously leads to an absurdity. Mimela, we're dochet. Not to mention, says the Gemara, not to mention the fact that we know why it says Imcha Hi. It says Imcha Hi to tell me the drosh of Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi, which is that I need Imcha Hi to tell me that there's an Isra Aim even where your mother was never married to your father. So that was the end of Abaya, we thought. Rava yesterday gave a brilliant exposition of Abaya and showed why all of those issues are completely irrelevant. Now just to review again, because today we're going to be going through an entire Braita that is medayik, every last element of the issues that we've been talking about, we'll see later on more, of the issues that we've been talking about and the contrast between the psukim in Achrimot and Kiddushim. So before we begin, let's just take a look inside in the psukim. Let's take a look at the posuk in Achrimot first, which is Vayikra Yudchet Zayin. Ervat avicha ve'ervat imcha lo tegale, imcha hi lo tegale ervata. Rava said that the meaning of that posuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is ervat avicha does not mean sleeping with your father, the way ervat imcha means sleeping with your mother. It means, Ervat Avicha, by definition, means the wife of your father. And that, we're going to see, he learns out from Gzeirah Shavah. But because of that, it changes the entire geometry of this lima, says Rava. Because now it turns out that the same pasuk is talking about Ervat Eshet Avicha and Ervat Imcha. Now, Ervat Eshet Avicha, even though it's called Ervat Eshet Avicha is clearly no matter what. I don't care what she is. I don't care if she is your mother, she's not your mother. We're not talking about your mother. We're talking about Ervat Eshet Avicha. Then we have an additional iser of Ervat Imcha. That means that you would be chayev on Ervat Imcha separately. So then why does it say Imcha Hi? What's the meaning of Imcha Hi lo tegale ervata? That is what Abaya was being medayik, that Rabbi Yehuda holds Imcha Hi is a miut. Ah, you'll say, but what about the drosh of Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi? I know that from the fact that it could be Ervat Imcha, who is not Ervat Avicha. So in other words, the opening of the pasuk already told me that drasha. Ervat avicha, whether she is imcha or not. Ervat imcha, even though she's not eshet avicha, so she's not ervat avicha. Why then say imcha ye again? To tell me exactly what Rabbi Yehuda said. Mishum imo ata mechayvo, v'i ata mechayvo mishum eshet avi. So with one fell swoop, Rav has answered both questions. I don't need any extra limud of imcha ye to tell me an aim who is not an eshet av, because that was innate in the opening of the pasuk. And therefore, I don't need Rav Shisha Bar Ravidi's drasha at all. Why am I medayik ervat avicha imcha ye? And I'm not ready to be medayik the other diuk, which was ervat avicha he, which is now the next pasuk. Take a look now. Again, in pasuk chet now. Ervat eshet avicha lo tegale ervat avicha he. So according, we said before, we should make the same drasha here. Ervat eshet avicha is dafka ervat avicha v'lo imcha. Now we say there's absolutely no question as to why I should make such a drasha. First of all, it doesn't say anything about imcha here. So there's no reason that ervat avicha he would be mumayit something that we're not even talking about. And as far as what is the point of saying ervat eshet avicha, as opposed to the previous pasuk that already said ervat avicha, which according to Reb Yehuda meant ervat eshet avicha, that we're going to see is a ribui which the Chachomim need from somewhere else to teach me the chiyuv of eshet av afilu li'achar motav, which the Mishnah also said about. So this was how Rava explained everything being completely consistent in Abaya's approach, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, and we now have a special pasuk to tell me that there is no chiyuv of both imcha and ervat eshet av in the case where someone sleeps with a mother who is also a wife to his father. Today we want to take a look now more carefully at the various psukim, not only here in Achrimot, but also in Kiddushim, to see the interrelationship of the Isser to the Onesh. Tanya Kavati de Rav. So in fact now, what we're about to bring is a bright in the Torah Kohanim. And of course the rule is Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, which means that if we find a bright in Torah Kohanim, and it's consistent with Rav's approach in Rabbi Yehuda, then it's telling us that that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda himself was saying. Because these words are Alibet Rabbi Yehuda. So Tanik Kavate de Rav. Here it says, V'ish asher yishkavet eshet aviv. So please turn to Kedoshim now, in Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And let's take a look at the equivalent Sukkim in Kedoshim. V'ish asher yishkavet eshet aviv. Ervat aviv gila, mot yumtu shnehem d'mehem bam. So the Braita here begins with the discussion of the pasuk in Kedoshim. So Ish comes to tell me, prat lekatan, asher yishkavet eshet aviv, that would be mashma, no matter what other relationship she has with you. So mashma bein eshet aviv, she is imo, bein eshet aviv, she is not imo, shelo imo. How do I know that there is also the same din of imo she'ena eshet aviv? But how about if it's just the mother and not eshet aviv? For that we have the completely repetitious words that follow, in which it says, once again, ervat aviv gilab, which obviously is a complete redundancy. You just said, ish asher yishkavet eshet aviv, which by definition we know means ervat Aviv, Eshet Aviv Gila, in other words. So why does it say Ervat Aviv Gila? So that is there in order to be Mufna. So now it's open to connect to an equivalent word as a Gezerah Shava. Lahakish Veladun Mimenu Gezerah Shava, as we will see. So we're going to need this to teach me something as a Gezerah Shava, and that is going to come and tell me all of the dinim that we're going to get back to that we just had in Rabbi Yehuda. Mot yumtu. So this mot yumtu means biskila. Ata omer biskila ve'en ala bachat b'kobitot amurat b'torah. Ah, but since after saying mot yumtu shneihem, it says here in Kedoshim d'mehem bam. So here it says d'mehem bam v'nemar bo v'yidoni d'mehem bam. So just like by ov and yidoni, it says be'even yirgimu otam d'mehem bam. Malalan biskila by definition be'even yirgimu afkan biskila. But we've been focusing entirely on Onesh, because this is Kedoshim. It's talking about the chiyuv of skila. Onesh shaman. Where do we see an azhara where the Torah gives us a lav, do not sleep with a woman who is imo, that is not eshet aviv? Where do we see that isur? Because the Torah is not machayev unless there's also an azhara associated with that onesh. Now let's move back to the posik in Achrimot, ervat avicha, ve'ervat imcha lo tegale, imcha hi lo tegale ervata. Now, where it says ervat avicha, this means, asserts the Braita, this is exactly what Rava, this was the salient point of Rava, is that this means lo tegale eshet avicha. It's not a reference to actual sleeping with avicha. Well, you say so. I mean, that's not the simple meaning of the pasuk. Atomer eshet avicha. It says ervat avicha. O eino ela ervat avicha mamash. Ne'emar kan ervat avicha lo tegale. Ve'ne'emar lehalan ervat aviv gila. Remember, we said that this was open to the gzera shava. Okay, let's take a look at what we learn out from there. It says ervat aviv gila in the pasuk that we just had in Kiddushin. Ma lehalan be'ishut akatuv bedaber. Just like there, it says beferish ish asher yishkav et eshet aviv, and it calls eshet aviv ervat aviv. Uh-huh. So that means when it uses the word ervat avicha, it's a reference to ervat eshet avicha, and it's a reference to ishut. Now, when it says eshet avicha, couldn't care less whether it's eshet aviv sheimo, eshet aviv sheinaimo. It's not talking about a relationship to a mother. It's talking about a relationship to a father's wife. So mashma bein eshet aviv sheimo, bein eshet aviv sheina imo. Ah, but is there such a thing as an iser on imo sheina eshet aviv minayim? Indeed there is. Talmud lomar. Therefore, looking now to the posik of ervat avicha ve'ervat imcha lo tegale imcha hi. So it says ervat imcha lo tegale. But that's only an iser. Where do we see that there's also an onesh? Einli ela ba'azara. This is only as the isur shasakatuv imo she'ina eshet aviv, to be the equivalent of imo she'ikein eshet aviv. But where do we see that there's also an onesh on a mother who is not eshet aviv? Onesh minayin. Once again, let's take a look at that gzera shava. It says ervat avicha lo tegale. It says in Kiddushim, ervat avicha aviv gila. So just like by the azara here in Achrimot, asa hakatuv imo she'ina eshet aviv, ki imo she eshet aviv, the Torah is essentially telling you that ervat avicha includes not only eshet aim, but there's an isra of aim without being ervat avicha. Therefore, av ba'onesh, even though we were learning it out from isha sheishkav et eshet aviv, there too asa katuv imo she'ina eshet aviv, ki imo shehi kein eshet aviv. Why then does it say in Achrimot at the end of the pasuk imcha hi, which just sounds ridiculous, imcha hi lo tegale ervata? Ah, that is exactly what Abaye said, how Rav explained Abaye. That comes to tell me that in a case where imo is also eshet aviv, mishum imo ata mechayvo, v'i ata mechayvo mishum eshet av. So now we know everything from the simple understanding. It all follows naturally from understanding the pasuk of ervat avicha as, by definition, meaning ervat eshet avicha. Once I know that, I now have the mufna in the onshin. I now have the gezera shava, and I know imo, and only imo from the additional imchai. According to Rabbanan, none of that follows. Why none of that follows? Because the fundamental question is, what does ervat avicha lo tegale mean? And that is exactly what Rav was saying. V'Rabbanan, ervat avicha means ervat avicha mamash. So it means do not sleep with your father. Is that not included in the general isur of et zachar lo tishkav? So, l'chayav alav shtayim. You could say the same thing about all these isurim. Is your father's wife not maybe married to your father? What's the problem? There's two isurim. So, memela, you're going to be chayav two isurim. Now, this works out very well according to Rav Yehuda, not to be mistaken with Rabbi Yehuda. This is the way Rav Yehuda said, to Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav Yehuda, nochri habal aviv chayav shtayim. If a guy sleeps with his father, he's chayef twice. Now, obviously, there's no real application of such halacha to a goy, because there's no way that a goy could be chayav shtayim, since you can only kill somebody once, and there's no chiyav of korbanot for shogeg on a goy. There's no difference between shogeg and mizi. And Memela, we'll see in a moment, he's really referring to a Jew. He just doesn't want to talk about a Jew in this sense. So Memela speaks about as if it's a goy. So someone who sleeps with his own father would be chayav both for avicha, ervat avicha, and for zachar. Haba al achi aviv, the same thing is true about sleeping with one's uncle. Also chayev shtayim, because ervat achi avicha is exactly the same thing. It includes both the uncle, not the uncle's wife, which is a separate isser, dodatcha, and also the general isser of et zachar lo tishkaf. Omar Rava, well, you know, I mean, Mistav and Milta Dervuta is talking about a Jew. He's not really talking about a goy. You must be talking about a Yisrael B'shogeg, and to tell me that you're chayim in two korbanot, because that would be the importance of deciding how many times you're chayim. But by a goy, haidekomer nochri, I mean, that must just be a euphemism. It's a lishna ma'alya. Because, I mean, obviously, Yisak adayk nochri mamash, then what is it referring to? Dine ma'nihu, what's his onesh? Tola, he's chayim mita. Whether you're talking about B'shogeg, you're talking about mamezeg. Always five. Betray kate kataltalei. How many times are you going to kill him exactly? So what would be the practical import of such a din? Mela, there'd be no difference between shogeg and mezi. Tanya nami hachi. And indeed, there's a brayta that says this beferish. This is the rabbanan. Haba al aviv chayav shtayim. Haba al achi aviv chayav shtayim. Now some say that this has to be the loke Rabbi Yehuda, and some say even like Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you be chayev shtayim if Rabbi Yehuda himself just explained in the Brayta in the Sifra that when it says ervat avicha, it doesn't mean ervat avicha. It means ervat eshet avicha, which would mean that in actually sleeping with one's father, the chayev would be for zachar and only for zachar. But there's no new iser of avicha according to Rabbi Yehuda. So on the surface, this statement that you'd be chayev twice doesn't seem to make sense, Alib Rabbi Yehuda. However, there are some who say, Ikeni Amri Afilutema Rabbi Yehuda. How could that be if Rabbi Yehuda himself says that there's no Isser Vervat Avicha? Because they create that Isser based on a Kal V'Chomer. My Tulab Kal V'Chomer. Why? Because everybody's agreed that Achi Avicha is a reference to the uncle and not the wife of the uncle. In which case, just like Achi Aviv, I mean, the only reason that the uncle is considered to be your relative is because he is your father's brother. So if Achi Aviv, which is only Mishum Kurva de Aviv, it's only because he's related through your father. And nonetheless, you're Chayev Shtayim. So on your own father, Lo Koshken, it should be Chayev Shtayim. What is the machloket between the Tanakama here and the Ikediyam, the first Lashon and the second Lashon? Kamifke b'plukte d'abaya v'rava. We're going to see later on there's a machloket d'abaya v'rava. Whether we can use a din, a kal v'chomer, to be mechayev. And there, ma'asavah on shimin adin, ma'asavah in on shimin adin. So the question is, can we learn out that included in the iser of achi avicha is also an iser of avicha? Okay. But now, where did the Rabbanim know that there's an Isser of Eshet Aviv? So, for Rabbanim, Azara la Eshet Aviv minalohu. What do you mean minalohu? They say it's a Beferish Pasuk. That's the next Pasuk. In Achrei Maot. You're the one who has to explain why we're talking and beating on this again and again. The next Pasuk says Beferish. Ervat Eshet Avicha lo tegale ervat avicha. No, can't get more clear than that. So, obviously, there's an Azara la Eshet Aviv for Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so according to me, doesn't it say in the previous pasuk ervat avicha, meaning ervat eshet avicha, which I learned out from the Gzeira Shava to Kedoshim, where over there it says beferish, eshet avicha, ervat avicha hi? So how do I understand? Oh, says Rabbi Yehuda, that means that there's an iser of eshet aviv after the death of the father. But you might think that since isurei ishut can be terminated by the death of the Baal, because the Yishut is terminated. So maybe the Isser of Eshet Aviv is also terminated. Kamash Balan, an extra pasuk to say, Ervat, a woman who had ever been Eshet Avicha, lo tegale for all times. For Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan need that for the symbol Azara. So then how do they know that even though the Yishut was terminated, she remains Ervat Eshet Avicha? That, they say, that's the repetition. Ervat Avicha, he. And of course, that was the other problem that we had in Abaye. Why don't we use Arvat Avicha Hi to be Motzi Imcha, and only to say that you're Chayev because Arvat Avicha Hi? So part of Rava's explanation of that was the fact that, well, we were never talking about Imcha to be Mamayit. That's true. But what Lamaisa does it come to teach me? When it comes to teach me, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, is that you're only Chayev because of Eshet Av, and you're not Chayev because of Eshet Ish. So that in the event that your father is currently married, there's only going to be one chi of carbon for sleeping with that woman, whether it's the Eshet Aviv or Eshet Ish is no longer relevant for carbonas. So Mishum Eshet Avatamechaivo, Yatamechaivo Mishum Eshet Ish. Ask the Gemara, wait a second, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Remember how we were medayik with the fact that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue about Kalato, that it must mean that indeed he agrees, since he argues specifically, goes out of his way to argue by Eshet Aviv. So why in the Mishnah doesn't he also argue? Because after all, it says in the Mishnah, Abal Eshet Av, Chayava Leal Mishum Eshet Av, Umishum Eshet Ish, Bein Bechay Aviv, Bein Leachar Mitat Aviv. And Rabbi doesn't say a word. So apparently he couldn't learn Arvat Avicha Hi to tell me Dafka for one Yisr Arvat Avicha and not for Eshet Ish. Amar Abaya, okay, I mean, look, that's not such a problem. I mean, he's polling the Braita. He argues in the Braita. Essentially, this limud for Rabbonan. The Rabbonan who understand this to be a reference to Eshet Aviv. So now we know that there's an Azhara not to sleep with Eshet Aviv after the death of Aviv. But where's it saying Onesh? Onesh to Eshet Aviv Leachar Mitalu. I mean, Minalu. Mishan L'Rabbi Yehuda is no problem. Because remember, our Libra Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing is built around the Gzeirah Shava of Onesh to Azhara. It's that Ervat Avicha that is essentially Ervat Avicha in Achremot, which means that anything that's included in the Yisr, in the Azor and Achremot, is included in the Onesh in Kiddushim Tiyu. But the Rabbonin who understand there to be two completely separate parashiot. So they need now the extra limud to teach me that there's an Yisr of Eshet Aviv Liacharmot Aviv. Where do they know that there's an Onesh? So Bishlama, let's see that inside. Bishlama, Rabbi Yehuda, Maita Labig Zera Shava. El Rabbonan Minalohu. Say the Rabbonan. Well, remember Ervat Aviv Gila that Rabbi Yehuda made such a big fuss over? And he said Ervat Aviv Gila was the Mekor of the Gzera Shava, and that it's Mufna to create that Gzera Shava. Well, that very word, Ervat Aviv Gila, unquote, the Mafikla Rabbi Yehuda Gzera Shava, which is the basis of his entire assertion that Ervat Aviv is Dafka, the Eshet Aviv. We who didn't have that, we use that as a ribui to tell me Ervat Aviv Gila for an Onesh that Eshet Aviv, even Leachar Mita, is also included. But one second, but they're missing something very important. Because according to the Rabbanan, we're not discussing now. He, Rabbi Yehuda, had the pasuk of Imcha, he now to tell me the first, Ervat Imcha, to tell me the din of the aim. Where do they know the Onesh L'Imosh Eino Eshet Aviv Minalu? How do they know that there's an Onesh on Imo? They only know in Achremot that there's an Isra of Ervat Imcha. Om Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Yidi. This was the famous Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Yidi that we've been referring to 100 times until now. Don't Rabbanan use that for Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Yidi? Why wouldn't Rabbi Yehuda use that for Rav Shisha? Now we see everything in context. Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Yidi is a joke, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. What do I need a pasuk for that for? That's innate in the entire relationship between Achremot and Kedoshim based on the entire Gezeirah Shava. It's only Alibet Rabbonin that we finally get around to discovering what is this Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Yidi that we made such a fuss about. Om Rav Shisha Bereide Rav Yidi. That explains the pasuk of Imcha Hi that we never understood, which Alibet Rav Yehuda was there in order to be Mamayit Imishum Imo Atam Mechaivo V'I Atam Mechaivo Mishum Eshet Aviv, according to the Rabbonan, would be a ribui for an onesh of Imo that is not Eshet Aviv. Since it says in that context, Imcha Hi, this tells me, Asa'a Akatuv, Li'imo She'ena Eshet Aviv, Ke'imo She'i Eshet Aviv. So despite the fact that Imcha Hi appears in Achremot, but the meaning of Imcha Hi is He. He means, so it is, Bahavayata. We do hereby existentially define Imcha, Bahavayata, in all senses, as the full equivalent of the Imcha, which is Eshet Aviv. So now we know, in the same way that we have the Onish for Eshet Aviv, Imcha is exactly the same. So we have now an absolutely brilliant exposition of both shitas, in which Rabbi Yehuda here in the Mishnah is completely consistent. And it turns out Abaye was right all along. Rava's insight into what it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is saying is actually a Beferish HaBraita and the Sifra, and everything is truly marvelous. We see the full scale of the interrelationships between Achrimot and Kedoshim, at least in this one sugya. Haba al Kalato. The next thing that we had in the Mishnah was the Chiyav of Haba al Kalato. Asks the Gemara, why is there not a separate Chiyav of Eshet Beno? Because it says, Ervat Kalatcha lo tigale. So that's one Isser. Eshet Bincha hi lo tigale Ervata again. That's a separate shame lab. One Kala, one Eshet Beno. So maybe that's the point, that the Torah is being Bechayev twice. So you'd be chayev in two korbanot. Omer Abaye, because the point over here is that the pasuk began by discussing the word kalatcha, ervat kalatcha. Why does it say eshet bincha hi? He is to be misayim the eshet bino. Lomar lecha, zohi kalato, zohi eshet bino. So therefore, it's coming to tell me that the meaning over here is that by definition, the kalatcha is Eshet Bincha, even Leachar Mita, remains defined as Eshet Bincha. So you say, but there's no Ishut? Fine. So now it's Kalatcha. But the point is that this is the same Isser that we had as a permanent Isser for Eshet Ha'av as well. Okay, so this is the equivalent, as we said, it's really a mirror image of the Chiyuvim of the Father. What about the Onesh? Does it say this? I mean, where do we know the Onesh from? So he says that it must be we learn the Onish all the way through from the Demei and Bam by Eshet Ha'av, that there's a Chiyav of Achar Mita by the Eshet Ha'av. That same Demei and Bam would now learn that the Demei and Bam that appears by the Onishim, by Kalato, is also the Achar Mita. So we use it for more than just what is the Onish, but also in what case is the Onish. Tafka, B'Sha'at Yishut, or even Shalom B'Sha'at Yishut. Haba al hazachur. Now the next cases that we have about skila. Haba al hazachur, the al habehima, the isha hameviya et habehima, biskila. So over here, whether one sleeps with a male or with an animal, or a woman who now sleeps with an animal, what is the din of a male human who sleeps with a male animal that we'll see in the Gemara? So all of these cases are biskila. So why in the world should the poor animal be punished? What did the animal have to do with it? Im adam chata beima ma chata. Because of the fact that this animal ended up being a takala for humans, because of that, it should get skila. Davar acher, another way of looking at it, is that the Torah wishes to be mechase of kavod habriot. Because if this animal goes by every time in the shuk, someone will say, there goes so-and-so's lover. So that's not very pleasant for poor so-and-so, though, but despite the fact that he's dead. So therefore, shlati be'ima over to shuk v'yomru, zohi sheniska ploni al yada. What pretty little pigtails the piggy has. Zachar binala. Where do we know that there is a chiyuv skila of Zachar? The Tana Rabbana. Going through now, the chiyuvim once again, and here we're talking about kidoshim, so these are all onashim. Again, we're going to need to take a look at the interrelationship. So here it says, Ve'isha sher yishkav et Zachar, mishkevei isha, toeva asur shnehem, mot yumatu demeyem bam. And we already are familiar with some of the code words here. So we understand the Mayim Bam is the Mekor of Skila that we learned out from Ovi and Doni. We saw that earlier. But now we need to darshan the words of the Psukim. Ish, asher yishkav et Zachar. So Ish, first of all, would mean not Zachar, but Dafka Ish. So that he has to be Chayev, Prata Katan. Asher yishkav et Zachar, in the contrast between a man who sleeps with a male, would mean that the nishkav could be ben gadol ben katan. The age is not important to be chayev ba'onashim for the nishkav, in order for the shochev to be chayav. So the shochev has to be an ish to be chayav, The Nishkav just has to be male. Now, that's not really necessarily the case, as we'll see later on. Because in order, as we've already seen, in order for an act to be called intercourse, there has to be the concept of ro'ui levi'a. And we've stressed this earlier. When we went through all of the Yisri Arayas in Yevamot, we learned out very clearly that shalom, a completely different sense of the nature of intercourse than the goyim have, which is a purely physical act in which you simply define it by the simple coordinates, physical coordinates. In terms of the Torah, the physical coordinates are completely meaningless. For goyim, you could talk about insanely using a broom handle to sodomize. This is what they call sodomizing, which is, to the Torah, complete mishigas. I mean, absolutely crazy. There's no difference between sticking a broom handle in somebody's ears or sticking it up their rear end. It's exactly the same thing. There's nothing that is sexual about a rear end. So Mamela, that whole idea is totally foreign to us. However, there is a concept of intercourse. But in order to have that idea, there needs to be some elemental relationship that's involved, not a simple act. So what makes the difference between a broom handle and a piece of human anatomy that is capable of intercourse? You need to be 9 years old. Fine. Why? That's the way the Torah defines the capability for bia. Now, the shaila of the nishkav. We know by a woman, the thing that makes the difference between where you insert that broom handle, what you call it, is not a function of biology and anatomy. It's also a function of the capability of the relationship called intercourse. Therefore, she needs to be 3 years old and up. What about a male? How old does a male have to be to make that area sexual? What calls it now an act of intercourse? So this we're going to see later on. Here it just says ben gadol ben katan is in terms of the chiyuv. So there ben gadol ben katan. Again, it's just so important to distinguish between Western sensitivities in which somebody who would sodomize an infant would be definitely killed. And to us, it's basically Portnoy's complaint. There's no meaning to sodomizing an infant at all. So it's a completely different focus. So here, this would tell us ben gadol ben katan. Now when it says mishkeve isha, magid lecha katuv, sheshnei mishkevot ben isha. Fascinating. Mishkeve isha, we're not talking about a woman here, we're talking about a male. And therefore we learn from here, as Rabbi Shmuel points out, Om Rabbi Shmuel, reza balalameh, it seems to be coming to teach you the din of the zohar. Now, actually, if it hadn't said mishkeve isha, I probably could have figured out myself what it means to say it's zachar lo tishkav. What else could it be? But when it says Mishkevei Yisha, what it's really coming to do is teach me about Mishkevei Yisha. So it's Nimtza Lamat. Therefore, we discover from here that what is considered to be Mishkav for a Zachar is considered to be Mishkav for an Isha. So if this woman was a Surah because of one of the Arayot, and you'll say, who cares if we're talking about broom handles or we're talking about ears? We're not. It's Mishkevei Yisha. Mot Yom Tu is Biskila. Atomer Biskila. As we already know, the answer. Now all of this, of course, is in Kiddushim, and therefore we only see the Onesh. Onesh Shaman. Where do we know the Azara? Talmud Lomar, therefore, if we take a look now back in Achremot, it says ve'et zachar lo tishkav mishkevei isha te'eva hi lamadnu azara leshochev. There's a problem here, because this is only saying lo tishkav, which is to be the active partner in such a relationship. But where does it say azara lenishkav minai? Where does it say that the passive partner is also included in this issur? Ah, Talmud Lomar, that's now a completely different issue, which doesn't even appear in the Parsha of Arayot. It actually is from Lo Tiyeh Kideisha Mibnot Yisrael, Velo Yeh Kadesh Mibnei Yisrael. So from there we learn that the Kadesh must mean some male who is miyuchet for Znut in the same way that the Kidesha is miyuchedet liznut. And we know that that's a reference to this Isser because of the fact that it uses the word toeva. It says, lo ye kadesh, ve'omer ve'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz, asu kekola toevot agoyim. That is exactly what it says in the Navi is the meaning of kadesh, toevot agoyim, which is what it calls Zachar Lo Tishkav Mishkevei Isha, Toevahi, to tell me, Asher Horish, etc. Bnei Yisrael, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. So that means we have two completely different Isurim, according to Rabbi Yishmael, one for the Shochev and one for the Nishkav. Now we'll see that that has very important halachic implications. Was Rabbi Akiva Omer Eino Tzarich? You don't need to go looking around for Lo Yeh Kadesh to be the makor of the Azorah for the Nishkav, because Harehu Omer at Zachar Lo Tishkav Mishkevei Isha, and that Lo Tishkav can be read as Lo Tishachev Mishkevei Isha, and therefore it could be read either way. Kriba Lo Tishachev. Tishachev would mean the other partner. So the Tishkav is active, Tishachev is passive. One is the object and one is the verb, and therefore they're both the same. How do we know that this is true of Behima? Minalan? The Tanna Rabban. Here we have the Pasuk, Ish, and this again is an analysis of Kedoshim. The Ish, Asher Yitin Shechofto Bivehima, Mot Yumat Ve'eta Behima Ta'arogu. Now again, this is a reference to an active Baal Behima. And we'll discuss the other side in a moment. So now, how do we know from there that this is the Isser of Skila? So again, we darshan word for word. Ish Prat Lekatan. Asher Yitin Shechofto Bivehima, Ben Gidola, Ben Kitana. Mot Yumat Biskila. Atomer Biskila, Oed Alabach, Bekomitot Amurot, Batora. Ne'amar Kan. It says here the Lashon of Eta Beima Taharogu. But that Lashon is also found, Ve'ne'amar Lahalan, Ki Harog Tahargenu. That Lashon is, let me tell you, Yad Kolam Bachrona, to teach me the din of Skila. So even though here it doesn't say anything about the Mehembam, but it says the Lashon of Taharogu, and Taharogu is always also Biskila. So Lamadnu from here, Onesh L'Shochev, and an Onesh L'Nishkav, however, Minala, Talmud Lomar Ko Shochev Im Behima Mot Yumat. We have now a repetitive back in Shmot. What do we need that for? Im Eino Inyan L'Shochev, today we need L'Nishkav. So with the other ruling, which is called Imeno Inyan, since it says an unnecessary Onesh, we understand that to mean L'Nishkav. Lamadnu Onesh. Okay, this is all in terms of Onashin and Kedoshi. Ben L'Shochev, Ben L'Nishkav. But where does it say an Isser Azara Minayin? Talmud Lomar, that's not a problem. It's a Beferish Apostle back in Achremot. Uvcho Beima, Lo Titein Neshoftecha, Letam Abba, Lamadnu, therefore, an Azara L'Shochev. Where is there an Isser on the Nishkav? It does say on a woman that ishalot amod lifnei beima l'riva. But where does it say that a male is usher to have a male animal now have intercourse with him? L'nishkabinai. Talmud Lomar, this too comes back to lo yeh kadesh bibnei Yisrael. And we know that kadesh is in terms of anything where it says the lashon of toeva, because it says v'gam kadesh haya ba'aretz asur kechol ha-toevot. And therefore, we get back to the same isser of the Nishkich. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Again, remember that it's the same Rabbi Yishmael, which is going to create questions la'alocha of the name of the lav, where somebody is involved in multiple Yisrael. Because then it's the same Yisrael Kadesh. We'll see in a moment. Whereas here too, Rabbi Akiva Omer, what do you need Kadesh for? Eino tzarich. Harehu Omer, lo titein shechoftecha. What we're saying, lo titein shechoftecha, necessarily has to mean active. You could read that as lo titein shechivatcha. So you are contributing yourself as the object of a shechiva. Same thing as I said before. So now, what are the practical nafkaminas? Someone who is both bo al azachur, vehevi alav zachar. You'll notice that we use the word zachur when we're referring to the male anatomy. We're referring to zachar when we're referring to a male. So there's really a technical difference between them. So Abba ala zachur, ve'vi alav zachar, om Rebbe Abahu, ledive Rebbe Yishmael, there's two separate Isurim. One is lo tishkav, and one is lo yekadesh. But according to Rebbe Akiva, there's only one Isur. And that is lo tishkav, lo tishachev. So I'll leave it to Rebbe Yehuda, eno chayav ela achat. This, of course, is referring to where it's all behelem echad. If it's behelem echad, and it's the same person, then there's nothing that is mechalek. There needs to be knowledge in between, or chilek of gufais, and so on. In the ma'isa itself, as long as behelem echad, is not considered to be a separate iser. To be mechayev, it's either shemais isuri or the gufim mechulakim. If you have neither, so we're talking about he never discovered that such acts were prohibited until later. So then he's chayev a carbon, one carbon for both. Whereas Aliba de Rebbe Yishmal, he bechayev two karbanos. There's one for the yisra of the Kadesh, lo yeh Kadesh, and one for the yisra, zachalot ishkat. Habala beima, vevi beima alav. Omer Rebbe Abo, it's the same thing. According to Rebbe Yishmal, he would bechayev two separate karbanos. Choda miloti ten shechoftecha, choda melo yeh Kadesh. Whereas Aliba de Rebbe Akiva, in Ochayev Ela Achat, because Shechovtecha or Shechivatecha is all basically different faces of the same word. Because you're wrong to think that Lo Yeh Kadesh could be a reference to a separate Isser of Shechiva with an animal. Because the Chiktiv Lo Yeh Kadesh, it's a reference to humans. It's begavre. There's no way to understand that as a reference to animal services. And so Memela, if it's talking about znut, human znut, it can't be an iser that has anything to do with znut. We know that a behemoth does not have znut. The way we know that is from etnan zona and mechir kelev, as opposed to etnan kelev and mechir zona. So you see from there, the Gemara is medayik, that means that you can't use the lashon of znut by the behema. It's a mamela. How could that be the law of the iser of the shchiva with the behema? So therefore, even Aliba Rebbe Yishmael, you're wrong in thinking that lo yeh kadesh would be chal over there. Afilu de Rebbe Yishmael nam. So according to Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yishmael, then if he doesn't hold of shechavtecha, where would there be an azara l'nishkav? Minale nafkale mikol shemamot yumad. That we darshaned before. Ibeino inyan l'shochev, here too, it's with an eino inyan, tneu inyan l'nishkav, and the chiddush of here is avke, rachmana l'nishkav, b'loshen shochev, even though that's a loshen of azara, but the Torah now puts together the onesh here of mot yumat in a way that tells you that there's no difference between a nishkav and a shochev by using the word shochev meaning nishkav. You're saying it's an imeino inyan. But I already know that you're chayev on the onesh. So why are you saying, ko shochevim behema gufa, to tell me that the lashon of shochev includes here, obviously, the nishkav, to teach me that this shochev is onash vizir, av nishkav onash vizir. Now, another nafkamina lalocha would be someone who is nirva lezachar and nirva lebehema. So again, says Rabbi Abo, Aliba Rabbi Akiva, you're talking about two completely different isurim. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, you're learning both out of Lo Yeh Kadesh. So there will only be one Isser. So therefore, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva Chayev Shtayim, Chora Milo Tishkav, and Chora Milo Titein Shechoftecha, whereas the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Eino Chayev Alachat, because he was reduced to needing Lo Yeh Kadesh for both of these. And of course, once again, Abaya points out, that's not true. Afilo the Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Nami Chayev Shtayim. Dechtiv Kol Shechev Nimeimam Mot Yumat, Imenu Eni L'Shochev Tneu Eni L'Nishkav, as we just said, V'Afki Rachman L'Nishkav L'Shot Shochev, to teach Vima Shochev Anash Vizir, Af Nishkav Anash Vizir, Aval Abba Ala Zachur, V'Vi Zachar Alav, Abba Ala Beima, V'Vi Beime Alav, all at one time, with the same Helemachat. So there, Bein L'Rabbi Abu, Bein L'Abaye, L'Rabbi Yishmael Chayev Shalosh, and L'Rabbi Akiva Chayev Shtayim, because everybody agrees there's certainly that one additional Isser of the Lo Yeh Kadesh, at least in terms of the human. Whether that's also the Isser referring to the Behem or not is already, that's a different issue. But certainly, there's a Chiv of Shalosh Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael. And Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, there can only be Shtayim, because the Isser of Shechiva Shechavtecha, or Tishkav Tishachev, is the same Isser. Rabbana, Zachur, Lo asubo katan kigadol. Behima asuba kitana kigidola. Note that there's another important difference over here. The idea of sleeping with an animal is indeed completely physical. It doesn't have any implications of intercourse. So memela, it makes no difference whether the object of one's amorous intentions is a godol or a katan in terms of the behemoth. But if the human is the object, the zachur, remember zachur is always a reference to the nishkav. So zachur, actually the lashon of Tosefta is the shochev im zachar. Rashi Zachur, his gear says Zachur. So there is a difference in age, but we didn't talk about the difference in age in the Mishnah. Remember when we started analyzing the Psukim, we said Ben Gadol Ben Katan, but that means 13 years old and less than 13 years old. But what about the age of Ro'u Lebiya? So what do you mean? As the Gemara law, Subo Katan Ki Gadol? Amar Rav, it means lo asu biat pachot mi ben teisha shanim. Ki ben teisha shanim. So therefore, even though you're used to thinking, because we normally talk about the zachar as the penetrator, you're used to thinking about the zachar as requiring ben teisha shanim, v'yom echad, in terms of acting as a male. What do we care how old he is in terms of acting as the female? It's the Mishkavei Isha. Makes no difference, says Rav. The point is he has to be ro'i libiya. That is 9 years old. Shmuel says, well, wait a minute. I mean, if he's acting as a woman, then the shir is the shir of a woman, which would mean lo asu piat pachot mi ben shalosh shanim ke ben shalosh shanim. What is the technical explanation of machlokas? Rav Savar called the ite bishochev, since the iser is shochev and nishkav tishachev, which is the way that Rabbi Akiva understands the entire thing. So whoever would not be included in tishkav and pachas mi ben tesha shanim. V'yom Echad is a Shira Alokha L'Bash B'Sinai, he's not included in Lot Tishkav, cannot be included in Lot Tishachev. It's all one Isser. So Memela, by definition, we only have one Shiur, which is Teisha Shanim. V'chod Lete B'Shachev, Lete B'Nishkav. Where Shmuel learns, we're talking about Mishkevei Isha. Mishkevei Isha means that it's exactly the same as a woman. And just like an Isha Pachod B'Bat Shalosh Shanim V'yom Echad is the Shira of Bia, a Zachar of Mishkevei Isha is also a Shir Bat Shalosh Shanim Echad. Masha Inkein Biat Katan, where the Katan is active, there we have the din of Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad. Tanya Kavate de Rava. Ish Prat Le Katan, Asha Yishkav et Eishet Ish, et Eishet Aviv, Mashu Ben Eishet Aviv Shimo, Ben Eishet Aviv Shalo Imo, how about Imo Shein, Eishet Aviv Binayin, Tamil Omar, Ervat Aviv Gila, that is Mufna. And that's Lakish Ladunim and Gzerah Shava. Mot Yum Tu Biskilat, Almer Biskelim and Elbach, because we taught a more about Torah. Neamar Khan, the Mayambam, and Amar Bovi Yid Oni, the Mayambam. Mala Alam Biskila, Afkan Biskila, Onesh Shaman, Azora Minayin, Talmud Lomar, Ervat Avicha Lotigal, Ervat Avicha Zuation Tavicha, Ataumer Eshit Avicha, Oinel Ervat Aviv Mamaj. Neamar kan ervat aviv halot tegale, v'neamar la'alan ervat aviv gila. Ma la'alan b'ishut ha-katub medaber, it says b'ferish in that posik eshet avicha. Afkan b'ishut ha-katub medaber. Mashva bein eshet aviv she'imo, bein eshet aviv she'ina imo, imo she'ina eshet aviv b'nai. Talmud lomar, ervat imcha lo tegale. That is only in achrimo, it's eni ala bazara, shasa ha-katub imo she'ina, Eshet Aviv Kimoshi Eshet Aviv. How do we know an onesh? Ne'amar kan ervat aviv halot tegale, v'ne'amar la'alan ervat aviv gila. Ma bi'azara sakatuv imo, she'ina eshet aviv kimoshi tein eshet aviv. Av bo'onesh sakatuv imo, she'ina eshet aviv ki imoshi eshet aviv. Imcha hi, that is the chiddush Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah. Mishum imo ata mechayvo, v'yata mechayvo, mishum eshet av. Where's the Rabbanan hold? Ervat Avicha is mamash. Isn't that included in Et Zachar Lo Tishkav? Fine, but it's a Chayav of Shtayim. As Rabbi Yehuda said, Yom Rabbi Yehuda, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda, Nochri Abal Aviv Chayav Shtayim. Abal Achi Aviv Chayav Shtayim. Omar Rava, well, I think, Bistabri Milta, Rabbi Yehuda was really referring to a Yisrael, Bishog Gegu B'Korban. The only reason he said Nochri Haba is because he wanted to discuss not Jews. Alishlama al Yehu. Tanya miyachi haba. Sorry, the Isaac adaydev nochri mamash. Dino mayne avi is ktola. How you going to kill him twice? Betray katek atatale. Tanya miyachi haba al aviv chayev shtayim. Haba al achi aviv chayev shtayim. Some say this is clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda, who learns that ervat aviv is not referring to literally ervat aviv. And it's based on a kalva chomer from Achi Aviv. Ma Achi Aviv is only osir kurvada avivu chayev shtayim, aviv lo kosheke, and the two lashonas are kemifugeva plukta reabayev rava. Mar savar onashim inadin, umar savar ein onashim inadin. Verabonan azar al eshet aviv minalu, naf kalumi ervat eshet avicha lo tigale. Rebbe Yehuda, umiboyle, Li Azara, Li Eshet Aviv Le Achar Mita. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that comes to tell me, it says in the Mishnah, he's polig bebraita. V'rabbana. Onesh teishet aviv le'achar mita minalo. And bishan Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem. Because he has the gzera shava. But according to Rabbana minalo, amre lecha hu ervat aviv gila. The mafik la Rabbi Yehuda le gzera shava, mafik la inhu la'onesh teishet aviv le'achar mita. And how did the Rabbana know an onesh le'imo she'inash et aviv minalo? From the famous Rav Shisha Barei the Ravidi. Omar Kra Imcha he is not only, as Rabbi Yehuda learns, it's rather, this is she. Asar katuv le'imo she'inai shet aviv, ki imo she'e shet aviv, across the board. Haba kalato, v'lachai ve'inami mishum eshet beno, Omar Abaya patacha katuv be'kalato, v'siyem be'eshet beno, lomar lecha zoi kalato, zoi eshet beno, and even if the ben is not alive, remains osur mishum kalato. Haba ala zachur v'yala beima v'yisha meviata beima are all beskila. You'll ask, im adam chata beima ma chata. Ela lefi sheba'ala adam takala yada, lefichach amar hakatuv tisakel. Davar acher, shelote beima overet b'shuk, v'yomru, zoi shenizkal ploni al yada. Zachar minalan, Tatan Rabbanan, ish prat lekatan, asher ishkavet zachar, v'eretz ben gadol ben katan. Mishke ve'isha, magid lecha, katuv sheshnei mishkavot b'isha. Omri b'shmol arezo bala lamed, v'nimtza lamad, mot yumtu b'skilat. Omri b'skilat, o'ine ala b'acha b'komitot amurad b'torah, nema kan d'mei embam, nema bo v'yedoni, d'mei embam, mal alam b'skilat, afkan b'skilat. Onesh shamanu azor minayin, tamud lomar, ואת זכר לא תשכב משכבי אישה תואבי, למד ועזרה לשוכב ועזרה לנשכב מיני, תאמר לא אומר, היה קדש בבני ישראל, ואומר וגם קדש היה בארץ, עשו ככל התואבות הגויים, אשר הוריש מתאם, דיבר רבי ישמעאל. רבי עקיף אומר, לא צריך. הרי הוא אומר, את זכר לא תשכב משכבי אישה, קריבי לא תשכב, לא תשכב. בהמה מנהלן, לתן רבון. איש פרט לקטנה שייתן שחפתו בבימה, בין גדולה בין קטנה, מות יומת בסקילה. תומר בסקילה, ואין עלה באחת בכל המיטות אמורות בתורה. נאמר כאן, תהרוג. ונאמר, להלן, כי הרוג תהרגנו. מה להלן בסקילה? אף כאן בסקילה. למדו עונש לשוכב, עונש לנשכב מניין. אם אינו אני תמוד לומר, וכל שוכב עם בהמה מאוד יומת, אם אינו אני לשוכב, זה אינו נשכב. זו למדנו עונש בין השוכב בין הנשכב. אז זו המנהים, תמוד אמר, ובכל בהמה לא תיתן שחוף צריך לתמה בה, אז עצור לי לשוכב, אז למדנו אז על השוכב, לנשכב מנהים, תמוד אמר, לא יהיה קדש בני ישראל, וגם קדש היה בארץ, etc. דבר רבי שמו, רבי עקיבא אומר, אינו צריך. הרי הוא אומר, לא תיתן שחופתך, which is לא תיתן שכיבתך. הבא על הזכור והביא עליו זכור, now turns out to be נפקא מינה להלכה. אומר רבי אבא, לדבר רבי שמעאל, חייב שתיים. קודם היא לא תשכב, וקודם היא לא יהיה קדש. לדבר רבי עקיבא, אין חייב על האחת. לא תשכב, איז לא תשכב, חדים. הבא על הבימה, והביא בימה עליו, אומר רבי אבא, לדבר רבי שמעאל, חייב שתיים. קודם היא לא תיתן שחופתך. וקודם היא לא יהיה קדש, לדבר רבי עקיבא, אינו חייב על אחת, שחופתך, שחיבתך, יזכור להי, הבעיה מנונה. In that case, אפילו לדבר רבי שמעאל נמי, אינו חייב על אחת, דכי כתיב לא יהיה קדש, בגברי כתיב, אלא לרבי שמעאל עזור לנשכב מנעלי, נפקא ליה מכל שוכב עם בהמה מות יומת, אם אינו עניין לשוכב, תנאו עניין לנשכב, ואף כרחמנא לנשכב לא ששוכב, מה שוכב אנש והזהיר, אף נשכב אנש והזהיר. הנרווה לזכר והנרווה לבהמה, אומר רבי אבו, הרתו את זה נפקא מינה. קוראים רבי עקיבא, זה two separate historians. זה יחייב שתיים. קודם היא לא תשכב, וקודם היא לא תיתן שחפתך. Whereas Ledivre Rabbi Shmuel and Rechayv Alakat, because the Isser is Loye Kadeshu. Abayoma fil Divre Yishmuel Namichayv Shtayim. Because the Kosher Chayv Emeima about Yumat, Imeino Inyin Lashokhev, Tevin Lishkav, Afke Rechman Lishkav, Lashon Shokhev, Mashkev Anash Vizir, Afke Lishkav Anash Vizir. Aval, Abala Zachur Veivi Zachor Alab. Zachor Alab. Habala Beima, Veivi Beima Alab. There Ben Rabbi Abu Ben Abaya, Rabbi Shmuel Chayev Shalosh, Rabbi Akiva Chayev Shtayim. Tan Rabbanan Zachur lo asubo katan kigadol. Beima asubo katan kigadola. My lo asubo katan kigadol. It means, says Rav, lo asub biat pachot mi ben teisha shanim yom echad, ki ben teisha shanim. Vashmuel amar, lo asub biat pachot mi ben shalosh shanim, ki ben shalosh shanim. But my kami forget Rav Savar, like Rabbi Akiva, called the ite b'shochev atya b'nishkav. Chodo letya b'shochev, letya b'tishachev, so letya b'nishkav. Shmuel Savar, mishkevei ishaktiv. And therefore the shir is ki isha.